Are you ready? Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler. At AJ is the real. At John Snow with a zero. At Degenerates 975. And also text the show at 713-780-3776. Missed the first hour. Hit on your Texans. A little bit of Rockets talk. A bit of everything.
A little bit of everything. A little bit of this. A little bit of that.
A. Smith says, thank God for the Blitz. 1 hour done and I've gone from downtown to Heights on I-10.
Oh, no.
So I guess something bad happened out there today. Something's going on. There's like a hazmat spill or something, which makes it worse. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Jay said, I listened to all the podcasts. I've never heard of you say why A&M would be better than LSU. Nobody ever did, because I don't think it's a better job, but I do think A&M, one thing, it's timing. And the other thing is A&M's willing to pay more money right now than LSU was.
Yeah.
And really fascinating story. This is, I never thought I'd say, I read a fascinating story in the Tallahassee Democrat.
Okay.
But they kind of got into what's going on with the relationships here.
And okay. I'm curious, because I feel like that has to have something to do with it.
All right.
It
says one of the sources, multiple sources close to the university, says the football coach has three key relationships: the president of the university, the athletics director, and the president of the boosters. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Says only one of those is healthy. Says the one healthy relationship is between Fisher and FSU president John Thrasher. However, Thrasher told the Florida Times Union that the coach is good as gold and can stay forever, but he did say there's always personal dynamics at play in these situations. And apparently he's not dealt with the athletic director. He's gone straight to the president. And, yeah. So now the director, the AD says, oh, we have a good relationship. We both share a passion for the well-being of our student athletes. But somebody else says they just don't like each other.
Okay.
And, okay, I get it. I honestly, at one time, I think there were people here that if they'd stayed, you wouldn't have stayed. You'd have probably taken a lesser job just to get the hell away from them.
Yeah, but like, I mean, he's in a position where he can just kind of wait it out, right?
Well, and see, to me, who's more important here? You don't even know the name of the damn athletic director or the president or the president of the boosters.
Yeah.
It's more important to Florida State's success. But the other thing is, when you start going over a guy's head, which appears to be what he's doing.
Right.
That never bodes well for anybody. I think it could be that he just wants more money. Apparently, signs are saying I-10 is closed west at the 610 loop. Ooh. Hazmat spill at I-10. It was 8 this morning, and it's still not clear.
At the 610 west?
I-10 and 610, so it'll be
like right up the road
here? Right up the road here.
Oh, so don't, no.
Yeah, you don't come that way, though, right?
I go home that way.
Well, don't go home that way. Well, where's Tiffany Terrell when we need her?
But if you're on I-10, you're totally screwed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that ain't good.
Yeah. Ugh. Sorry, guys.
Great. Well, you know what? Ruined my day.
Well, we just got to cheer the people up who are stuck out there.
Okay.
Well, that's what we'll do. Rocky, yes. Spurs 13-7 without Kawhi. What would the Rockets be without Harden, in your opinion?
Mm. I mean, well, it depends, because, I mean, they were without Chris Paul for a good chunk of the year. Clearly, at this point, I think the James Harden would be more applicable.
Yeah.
When you're talking about Kawhi Leonard. I think they'd be worse than 13-7.
Yeah, I mean, unless they had a completely healthy Chris Paul during that stretch, too.
Well, but let's face it, there's been a totally healthy Chris Paul and Blake Griffin before, and they couldn't be 13-7 through 20 games. Chris Paul by himself. I don't know.
Wow.
Josh, because the reality is this team is, they've got some good role players, but it's still, it's heavily reliant on those two guys.
I don't know that you could go 20 games without him like that.
I don't
that.
Think so.
I think, but a 10-game stretch, could they go 7-3 against the right teams? Absolutely. But
whoops. I was trying to pull up the map to see what way it would send me home.
Yeah? What's it saying?
Yeah, it's saying it'd take West Loop North to 290, but it's also saying it would take me an hour and 43 minutes right now, and that's...
That's not good.
That's not good.
Wow. So,
there's got to be a faster way.
All main lanes of I-10, Katy westbound at North Post Oak remain closed.
See, granted, it's 5 o'clock, so...
Yeah, but if it's been there since 9 a.m. this morning, I don't like your chances.
That's true. Yeah, I took that in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What time did you get here today?
I was like, man, I got a meeting at 10:30, so I was like, okay, I left a little early. It's like, I'm going to make it on time. And then I hit that closing, and it took me an additional 30 minutes right there on I-10 and 610. It took me another 30 minutes. Oof. But right past Memorial, it started to open up.
So I'm getting a little concerned because I've been reading about what they're going to do with the 45 expansion downtown and how they're going to move that. First off, I think I'm going to lose like two of my favorite bars because it's going to expand all the way to St. Emmanuel. And at the same time, they're going to... They're redoing things over here at 610 and 59. That's how I get to work both ways. I don't know how I'm ever going to get to work. The good news is I don't think it starts till like 2020 or 2019, and I should be retired by then.
Yeah.
But if I have to deal with that, because I don't know how I'll get out of down, how I'll get out of, I'll probably have to take like I-10.
Yeah.
I mean, but my easy way to I-10 is going to be closed too. That's a pretty scary thing. Do you see what they're going to do? They're going to put like...
You know what we need?
What?
A helicopter.
Yeah. You know what? That next contract negotiation.
I know David Gow's got helicopter money he could give us.
I'm pretty sure. Or at least just get a station helicopter that we get first dibs on.
Yeah.
Because we could use it for other stuff.
Like get me for helicopters.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm looking at this video from KPRC and the truck... You know those trucks that carry that giant spew of whatever it is? I don't know what it is. It looks like a, I don't know. They lost their load, and it basically have to shut down the entire highway eastbound.
Hmm. Yeah, a lot of people are telling me they're stuck out there. But have you seen what they're going to do downtown with 45?
No.
It's no longer going to be, you know where that Pierce Elevated is? That's getting shut down. You're the one that goes by downtown.
Okay.
And it's going to go parallel to 59 alongside the George R. Brown. So they're going to have 45 and 59 together, and they're going to be much wider. And
how are they going to do this?
Well, it's like a $1 billion project between that and some other stuff they're doing.
And right now, if you go northbound on 45, they've around U of H, they already closed down one lane. So, I mean, 45 is bad enough as it is around there. They closed down another lane.
Yeah, and it's kind of been screwed because... They close that exit that you take to come downtown, and you can't take Peace anymore.
Yeah.
So you have to take Scott. It's like everybody has to come through my neighborhood now to get downtown. It's driving me nuts. And it also, here's the other thing. Do you guys do a lot of Amazon, buy a lot of stuff on Amazon?
Well, yeah. My wife does.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, like, this has become a big deal. People are stealing Amazon boxes like crazy.
Yes, and I think that's one of the reasons why Amazon's doing that home thing where you leave your key and Amazon will...
Yeah,
I ain't
about that.
Inside, yeah.
But Sunday we had a speaker for the TV that we had delivered, and we were biking home and got the notification that had been delivered. And it said that they delivered it out back, which okay, that's perfect because that's closed off. You can't get to it. Well, Shane Belfer, I don't know if it was UPS or USPS, whoever did it, wasn't on Amazon.
Yeah,
dropped it off out front of my gate. Which the gate's locked. All you have to do is slide it over the gate and people can't get it. No, they left it out in front, basically on the sidewalk. And we get home 5 minutes later and somebody's already broken in and stolen the speaker.
Jeez.
Now, I kind of thought I might be able to, the guy would still be in the neighborhood. So I kind of loaded up every weapon I had in the car and sort of drove around the neighborhood scouting, but didn't find him.
Do you have a camera?
We do now. See, I she won't let me get this. I want like a little mini Ed 209 from RoboCop that if somebody comes in there, they'll basically just say, you are trespassing. You have 10 seconds to comply. And it'll put the red dot on their head. And if they don't, then they'll shoot off little mini cannons. Like that's some, somebody needs to invent that for security.
Yeah.
I would like that. But yeah, now I've got, we've got a whole bunch of new security stuff now. So, but not Ed 209. Somebody says head 610 south. The other side is a nightmare. You know,
this whole thing's a mess.
Yeah.
So you want AJ to loop around 610 south.
Oof.
No.
Yeah, your best bet's probably like take 59 the Beltway, huh? And then take the Beltway around?
I guess so.
Yeah, or out Westheimer. Well, Westheimer sucks. I would take 59 to the
Everything
Beltway.
Sucks.
Man. Yeah. Well, and the problem is, and this is one thing that I've never quite got, like it'll be messed up on I-10. That screws up every other highway.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is.
You see, is Juggalo Trey still here?
Yeah, why?
He tweeted at Tom Savage last night. He said, "Hey, man, you'll get better. Keep your head up out there."
I really like Tom Savage.
I mean, it's nice of Juggalo Trey to come out there and be positive and be motivational. I think it's very kind of him. The truth is, Juggalo Trey is probably a better quarterback than Tom Savage. But
see what Tom Coughlin said about Eli Manning?
Oh, yeah, he's pissed off.
Surprise is not the word. My sentiments are totally with Eli Manning. I love the kid. He's a class act. He's a two-time Super Bowl champion. He's the finest, most humblest man, young man in that locker room. I haven't followed the Giants. I know it's a disappointing year, but my thoughts are strictly with Eli. I'm very upset when I heard that. Well, you should have stayed then. You should not got fired. Well, do a better job. Then you get to make
He's got to feel good because he got fired and they're worse.
Yeah.
That's what you want, right?
Yeah.
When you get fired, you want the guy who follows you to be worse than you were. Because that way the bosses go, oh, maybe we shouldn't have fired him.
Yeah. Or even not just fired, even if you leave. I've always hoped that when I leave a place, it's not better when I'm gone.
Right.
I think we all feel that way, right? And so far, so good. I've only left two places, and neither one of them have worked out very well, so.
They tore the building down at the last place you left.
Yeah, well, that's...
They just gave up and knocked the whole building down. I've seen it. I've seen the rubble.
They should have. So, yeah, on 59 South now, it's not moving. They've closed two of the three lanes on the 610 North Feeder Road. Oh, boy. Yeah, this is the night we should have beer because we're just going to be stuck
here. Yeah, I'm just going to live here.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do with this if I'm still here when they start all this construction because I don't know how the hell I'll even get here. I may have to ditch
ride your bike.
I'm going to have to ditch the wife and buy a place down here.
You can ride your bike.
How? There's not an easy path over here. I've thought about that before. Not right now because it's dark going home and somebody will kill me.
Yeah.
I almost get killed every time I get on that thing on the streets. People don't pay attention. They don't pay attention to pedestrians. They don't pay attention to bikes. They don't pay attention to other vehicles, motorcycles. They don't pay attention to other cars. Everybody's either on their phone. I saw a dude today who rushed into, he was going to the parking lot at Frankel's. And so he speeds to get past the cars coming down Polk, bashes right into the fence there.
Don't.
It's like, whoops. Yeah, you're that big a hurry. Come on, man. And here's my other thing, though. I love these people who go zipping through traffic that's not moving and going lane to lane like they're going to speed up. And they get one car length ahead.
Stop.
It's like, we're all in a hurry, okay? We're not going anywhere. Just everybody chill. Just wait it out. That one car length is not going to save you 30 minutes. It's going to save you about 22 seconds. All right. And you know what you should do instead of driving like that? You should donate your vehicle to Houston Can Academies or Texans Can Academies. Texas Can Academies is a terrific place. They take in kids that have dropped out of other schools. They give them another chance. A lot of these are kids, really good kids, that just happened to, some of them had to get a job. Some of them had problems getting to school. Well, they work around them at Texas Can Academies. They give them a second chance. They get them a bus pass if they need it. And so many of these kids, once they get that chance, take advantage of it and do great, great things. But they need your donations. And by your donations, vehicles, cars, trucks, motorcycles, RVs, tractors, four-wheelers, you name it. If it's got an engine, they'll come and tow it. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. Even flooded vehicles. They'll come and take care of it. And they're going to tow it free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork. You can sign up online. It's so easy to fill out the form in less than a minute. And your donation's tax deductible. And if you donate today, how about a $50 Visa gift card for free. Just their way of saying thank you to the Blitzers. Call Texans Can Academies at 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Teamwork. It's important in sports and in business, too. To have the best chance of winning, you need the right players on your side. That's where BDO comes in. BDO is one of the largest and most respected accounting, tax, and advisory organizations in Houston and worldwide. With deep experience in energy, manufacturing, and distribution, and countless other industries, the 500 professionals in our Houston office can help your business thrive. In Houston, people who know BDO.
Hi, I'm David Gao, founder of Gao Media. Do you know that our company has worked with just one bank, Texas Citizens Bank? The team at Texas Citizens Bank understands our business, and they've been our trusted partners for almost 10 years. We deeply value our relationship with Texas Citizens Bank, and you will as well. Texas Citizens Bank, it's the official bank of Gao Media.
Texas Citizens Bank specializes in providing owner-managed businesses a full array of customized banking services. TexasCitizensBank.com.
Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Are you looking to support a locally owned and independent craft brewery this holiday season? If you are, be sure to pick up a six-pack of the always rich and cheerful St. Arnold Christmas Ale. It's available in six-pack cans and bottles. Also this holiday season, St. Arnold has their Icon Blue Milk Chocolate Stout and a dry hop wit beer called White Noise. Shop small this holiday season and support a locally owned and independent brewery, St. Arnold.
Want to watch a game? Go to Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge. He's got the NBA package, the NHL package, the college football package, the NFL package. You've got all your games right now and great food. 2713 Rocky Ridge. Go to see my man Nick at Nick's Place.
Find the perfect gift for your loved ones during our annual Holiday Designer Showcase this Friday and Saturday at Zadok Jewelers. Meet with brand representatives and shop unique extended collections from renowned designers and high fashion icons such as Mikimoto, Ippolita, Pasquale Bruni, Roberto Coin, and Sutra Jewels. Join us at Zadok Jewelers for a special Holiday Designer Showcase this Friday and Saturday and find the perfect gift that your loved ones will treasure for years to come. Visit us at Post Oak in San Felipe or at Zadok.com. Remember, they're jewelry stores. And then... there's Zadox.
Don't miss Channing Tatum, Adam Driver, and Katie Holmes in the high-octane comedy Logan Lucky. Certified fresh by Rotten Tomatoes, get the film critics are calling magnificent and fun from start to finish. Own Logan Lucky on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital now.
ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center. This report is sponsored by Advanced Auto Parts. I-10 the Katy Freeway westbound at North Post Oak. The freeway shut down because of a chemical spill. I-10 eastbound at Houston Avenue shut down because of an accident with a lost load. Order your parts online at AdvancedAutoParts.com and pick them up in store in just 30 minutes. Advanced Auto Parts, let's get you back on the road. The ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center is brought to you by Uberito, home of the $5 Chicken Burrito Monday. Uberito above and beyond your basic burrito.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Lots of you guys are complaining about traffic while I'm in the fourth realm of hell driving behind a student driver. The only thing worse than that is driving ahead of a student driver in traffic. While they're saying, oh, wait, Mr. Jones, I need to tweet this. #learning to drive. Bam! Right into Lamont. Squeezing a call. Derek. What's up?
How's it going, guys?
What's going, sports?
Hey, man, you know, I'm just kind of making correlation between the Houston Texans falling apart, like the city of Houston falls apart when a freeway shuts down the way it does. You know, I come from an age of the Love You Blue Houston Oilers who fell apart the Broncos game. You know, I just wondered why Houston in both sports sports for the Texans and the city of Houston for freeways haven't done anything about bringing a change. And, you know, it's sad. You know, you mentioned a helicopter, but, you know, that's for you guys. But my question is why haven't we done what a lot of other states do and brought in a real mass transit transportation system, you know, like a train or something going in and out of Katy
and Woodlands?
That does make a lot of sense. And I wish they would do something like that.
But we can't even get one to the Galleria from downtown because the people on Richmond bitched about it. So,
yeah, I mean,
the thing is that needs to be done. We've got too many people here now. And yes, you should have a central hub downtown that goes to the Woodlands, that goes to Katy, that goes to Galveston, not even Galveston, but Clear Lake, for instance, NASA.
Goes to Cypress.
That gets you to the airports.
Yeah.
You know? That would make a huge difference. Now, they are spending a bunch of money on this freeway redo because I was trying to read about how much it was going to affect me where I am because I'm selfish that way. But apparently it's supposed to make traffic flow on 45 much and 59 better through 2040, which, okay, I'm fine with that. I won't be alive that long. But
right.
But the real issue is we do need... Everybody drives in this city. So many people live in the suburbs and work in either downtown or in the Galleria area. And it's just, you know, you take that with just generic traffic, it's too many people and it's not going to get better. I mean, it'll get better when they finish those projects, but can you imagine how bad it's going to be for the 4 years they're working on them?
Yeah, that's rough.
No, you got to think about it. It's 290. 290 has been a mess for how long? And we keep saying, oh, it's almost done. I was surprised. I was driving to Lamarck for Thanksgiving. They've actually finished a big chunk of that 45 that's been a mess forever.
Okay.
So
that's a start.
That's 45 South. Yeah. But, and as far as the Texans go, I think they tried this year. It's hard for me to beat them up too much.
I'm kind of with you on that.
They went out and got a quarterback, and he got hurt. And you lost your two of your three best defensive players in the span of a couple minutes. It's just... It's one of those things, and I'm the last one to give them a pass on something, but they went for it, man, going out and getting Deshaun Watson, and I think they were right.
Yeah.
It's just, he snapped. Let's try Todd. What's up, Todd?
What's going on, guys? Hey, without a conference championship, how does Alabama get into the Final Four playoffs with the scenarios? Aren't they going to be like TCU and Baylor when they didn't have a championship?
Well, you just mentioned TCU. That's one way that Alabama would get in. I don't know if Alabama will get in or not. I think that fourth spot is likely between them and Ohio State, and that's assuming that the favorites win, which doesn't always happen. It wouldn't shock me if one of them loses. But really, if Miami upsets Clemson, Miami's in anyway.
It doesn't matter who wins the SEC championship. Either
no, whoever wins the SEC is in. And the
unbeaten Wisconsin is in.
If Wisconsin gets the upset, they're in for sure. So if Ohio State wins the Big Ten and they've got two losses, the question becomes, do they get in over a one-loss Alabama? And I honestly don't know the answer to that. If TCU wins, then the Big 12 is not going to get a team in.
Yeah, TCU has zero chance. I think the path for Alabama is an Oklahoma loss. Then I don't think there's any doubt.
Yeah.
Because then it's either Miami or Clemson. It's Wisconsin or Ohio State. It's Auburn or Georgia, and it's Alabama.
Yeah.
And that's – now, if that doesn't happen, I don't know that they're going to get in before Ohio State.
I don't know either. I mean, I would have thought that they would, but it's hard to say. And I guess – I mean, it's still technically possible that – both those teams can make it.
How so?
If TCU loses, or if TCU wins, Ohio State wins.
Oh,
and,
well, yeah, that's what I said, though.
Yeah.
You would have those two teams in. But I don't think, I'll be honest with you, I think Alabama's going to get left out. Because I think OU's going to win, although I might like TCU to cover.
It's going to be weird because... I think it comes down to how the committee looks at that Florida State win. And I tend to believe that Alabama should get more credit than what they are getting for the Florida State win, because at the time, Florida State was a really good team. And had they had that quarterback all year, Francois, they stay a really good team. But it's easy to look at Florida State's record and say, well, that's not a good win.
No.
But then I look at, I mean, Ohio State has two, they have a double-digit loss to Oklahoma, and they have a 30-plus, I think 31-point loss to Iowa. I mean, yeah, that's a bad loss.
That gets me, but I mean, they also have wins over Penn State, Michigan State, Michigan, even though Michigan wasn't as good as they were supposed to be, they'll have a win over the number three team in the country. That's a lot more quality wins than I think what Alabama has. I mean, Alabama, and we're giving them credit for Florida State.
Yeah.
And basically, to me, what the hell are they doing out there again? Do these people not realize that we're trying to do a radio show and they're just screaming?
No, they don't care.
When you can hear through the door and your headphones while you're talking, you're too loud.
Yeah. But well, there's one more way that Alabama gets in, and that's if TCU wins and Wisconsin wins. I think Alabama becomes a lock. Am I wrong on that? Because then you've got the SEC champ, the ACC champ, Wisconsin.
And Alabama.
And Alabama.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that takes out the whole debate between Ohio State.
Yeah.
So.
But if Oklahoma wins the Big 12 and Ohio State wins the Big 10, that Alabama-Ohio State debate is going to be serious. And yeah.
And somebody's going to be pissed off.
And they should. And that's really, I mean, you could argue those are the two most powerful programs in college football. And one of them's going to be left out. And it sucks, but I can't feel bad for them. One of them didn't put together a great resume this year. They didn't play their toughest schedule. And the other one lost two games. So to me, it's not like, I know everybody's going to say, well, now that's why we should go to eight teams. I don't feel bad for either one of them if they get left out, honestly.
No, you both had your path. If Ohio State hadn't lost to Iowa, we wouldn't be having the conversation. No. It would be clear. If Alabama won last week, it'd be clear.
Now, it is, for Alabama, there is the, if Florida State was still good, I think they'd be a lock. Like if Florida State had two losses, Alabama would get in. But that's not the way the cookie crumbled. So it makes their schedule look weaker. They dodge some of the big bullets.
Let's say they were a three-loss team like LSU. That's two good wins for Alabama. Everything else, it's just kind of,
yeah.
You know, and that's a problem. I don't think the SEC was as good this year.
The SEC is down.
And that's hurt them a little bit. And also, it wasn't a fluke that Ohio State lost to Iowa. They got their ass kicked. But this wasn't a fluke that Alabama lost to Auburn either.
I don't think so either.
And this wasn't kick six where you had this miracle finish. This was they played stupid football. I mean, yep. They made uncharacteristic mistakes, and they got bailed out. By the way, on that bad snap, the second bad snap, they got bailed out on that. Still couldn't do anything with it, and they just didn't play very well.
And by the way, for the people who are saying that it is a reason to go to eight teams. Let's say Oklahoma wins, and for argument's sake, let's say Ohio State wins, and they get in over Alabama. The next four teams in, well, you'd have Alabama, the loser of the ACC championship game, and Wisconsin, and USC. That, assuming USC wins, that's your next four. Do you think that a two-loss Miami or a Wisconsin that couldn't win the Big Ten, or USC with two losses and their only two ranked wins being over a Stanford team, do you think those teams deserve to play for the same national title that Oklahoma and Clemson would? I don't think so.
Well, you essentially have playoffs this year. That's a thing. You've got two for sure playoff games. I think three for sure playoff games, frankly.
You had one last week.
Well, but I mean, you've got three this week. If you want to talk about having an 18 playoff, and I think you have three and a half, because I still think that
the Big Ten, I believe
Ohio State would get in over Alabama. So I think the winner of that one gets in. I think the winner of the ACC gets in. I think the winner of the SEC gets in. And if Oklahoma wins, that's half a playoff.
Yep.
So you got three and a half playoff games this week. So you don't need to worry about eight teams. You got it.
Yeah.
That group will get down to four.
The only fan base that can bitch about eight teams at that point is Alabama fan.
Yeah. But you've had a good run. Anybody's going to feel sorry for Alabama.
No one is going to feel sorry for Alabama.
Yeah.
No one's going to feel sorry for Nick Saban. I guess the other people that can complain are the Pac-12 people. But
Well, not if Stanford wins. You're going to have a three-loss Stanford.
Oh, if Stanford wins, it's not even a question.
And I think Stanford might win.
A two-loss USC? Don't lose two games. If you want to be the national champion, don't lose two games.
Well, and that becomes a question. When you start comparing USC's two losses to Ohio State's two losses and USC's wins to Ohio State's wins, because, I mean,
that, well, USC has better losses. Ohio State has better wins.
Yeah. I mean, that becomes a conversation, and maybe you're arguing those two over Alabama even.
But, so. Fred, in the BCS era, or, like, even before the BCS existed, when they basically just said, okay, these are the top two teams, how often did a two-loss team get to play for the title?
LSU did it.
Yeah. It's pretty rare, though.
Go back and look, yeah.
I mean, it's pretty rare. That's why I say if you lose two games and you get left out, I don't feel sorry for you at all.
Yeah.
Because in college football, you shouldn't. I mean, if you lose two games, I mean, like Auburn, you know, there it's a little bit of a different animal, I guess, but not that different. Because if they got left out, I wouldn't really feel bad for them. They won't get left out if they win the SEC. But I'm still on. If you lose two games over the course of the year,
win more. But when you lose them matters, because Auburn is a different team right now.
Yeah.
There's no question, and they're going to have two losses, and they may make it to the championship.
And they also have a really great loss to Clemson, and it was a close game. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to feel bad for whoever gets left out, to be honest. The anniversary grill sale happening now at Texas Star Grill Shop. Stop by today for the best prices on brands like Traeger, Weber, Kamado Joe, Napoleon, Sabre, Green Mountain. Do not make a mistake and go to the big box stores to get a grill that's not going to last. The team over at Texas Star Grill will help you choose a grill that's right for you. You tell them how often you cook, what you're looking to cook, how you like to cook, and they'll point you in the right direction. They did that with me. I ended up with a Pits and Spits smoker that I am absolutely loving. Guys, there's nothing like the smell of smoke and sizzle that surrounds the great meat on the grill. Make this holiday season the best and get grilling on one of these things. The Memphis grills have Wi-Fi control, temperature control from 180 to 700 degrees, so you can smoke a brisket on it one day and cook a pizza on it the next. Pretty unbelievable stuff. They've got all the great sauces, the rubs, the spices that make it all taste better. And free delivery and assembly as always. Get a grill that's going to last and enjoy this holiday with family and friends. Save big during the anniversary grill sale. Stop by the Texas Star Grill Shop. They're at Shepherd and 59 here in Houston and on Luetta in Spring in the Champions area. TexasGrillShop.com. Texas Star Grill Shop, we have your grill.
So, you want to go out tonight but don't know where to go? Easy fix. Head over to CultureMap.com for the latest social happenings going on in the city. This is a Zadok Jewelers ESPN 97.5 Sports Update.
Zadok Jewelers, Houston's premier luxury jeweler for more than 40 years.
Here's Matt Pauly.
Rice football is looking for a new coach as David Bailiff has been relieved of his duties after 11 seasons at the helm of the program. This past year, they went 1-11. He ranks second in program history in games coached and wins, and also twice named the Conference USA Coach of the Year in 2008 and 2013. But now Rice needs a new coach. Houston defensive tackle Ed Oliver had a career-high 14 tackles, including 3.5 tackles for loss and 2 sacks. And with that, he has been named the American's Defensive Player of the Week. Those numbers this past weekend against Navy. They will learn their bowl fate coming up on Sunday. Houston Texans football last night on Monday Night Football, losing to the Ravens 23-16. I'm Matt Pauly with this sports update on ESPN 97.5.
JCPenney cyber deals are here. Now through Wednesday, find thousands of deals in-store, like 25% off select Nike shoes and kids and men's apparel, 50 to 60% off cold weather bedding and accessories, and a 1-carat diamond 2-piece set for just $79.99 after saving an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. Find even more cyber deals at JCPenney.com. Hurry, ends Wednesday. JCPenney.
Coupon valid 11/25 to 11/29. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Nike and some other brands excluded from coupon. See store JCP.com for details.
There it is, the brand spanking new Holy Mother of Awesome 4K Ultra HD TV. With a gazillion pixels of super crisp resolution, you can see it in your living room. And then you see the price. Your hopes are officially dashed. Don't let those big box retailers give you static. Swing by Rent-A-Center or go to rentacenter.com and get the big brands you want for small payments you can afford, all without credit. Rent-A-Center. Big brands, small payments. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details.
Hey, join hands with Papa John's Houston this Saturday through Giving Tuesday while we help the Houston SPCA. Just go to papajohns.com, enter in the promo code HoustonSPCA, and you'll get 40% off the pizzas that you order, and 10% will go back to help the charity. Help us help the animals this holiday season.
Shopping for electricity rates can be a painful experience, but Tri-Eagle Energy is making it easy for you. You'll pay the same rate no matter how much or little electricity you use. There's no hidden fees. TriEagleEnergy.com, promo code ESPN, PUCT number 10064.
From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, I-10 the Katy Freeway westbound at North Post Oak. There's two left lanes and the HOV lane getting by, but I-10 is shut down eastbound at Houston Avenue. Save money by replacing your aluminum or wooden windows. Houston is choosing Window World, where you get the best for less. For a free estimate, visit windowworldhouston.com. The ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center is brought to you by Uberito, home of the $5 Chicken Burrito Monday. Uberito above and beyond your basic burrito.
John and Raheel with Dell. Weekdays from 9 until 11.
I like that the ump was mic'd up. I like
they
that.
They mic'd him up the game before, too. Did you hear the strike? He would go, like strike, that. And then...
That's a ball.
What is
that's
this?
Strike.
Then why some umps go, yeah!
Well, that noise? That's that guy last night was same, doing that. Yeah.
Why didn't...
That's the strike. No strike.
Why are you... That's not a word. What are you doing?
I remember I umped a Little League game a while, and I was going... Instead of just saying strike.
What the hell? Okay. You went into it thinking to yourself, I got a call.
I got
to
give a call. I got to give my call. That's my call.
Strike one.
He's all going, hit your butt. Strike one. Yeah. What? You didn't even ring him up? That's not a ring up strike.
It call wasn't or... even a strikeout. Yeah. No. It wasn't even a.
No, that made it three and one.
What about a strikeout?
John and Raheel with Dell are on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. John, could you tell one of the interns we need more paper towels in here?
I don't think there are any more paper towels.
There's a few left. Okay. And there's whole rolls in there.
I'm going to go to the bathroom and get some.
Yeah. What happened?
I'm not blaming myself entirely for this. Because
who else's fault could it be?
Somebody was calling me during the show. And I was on, so I reached for my phone and knocked my coffee over. First off, who the hell calls me during the damn show?
Okay, that's fair.
And so when I reached for my phone, I knocked my coffee over. Fortunately, I got a little bit on my phone, but it's an OtterBox, so it should be okay.
It's protected.
But I did not get any on the Mac, and I did not get any on the important electronics here at the station.
There you go.
But there's still much that needs to be cleaned up, so tell those people to make themselves useful.
Hey, breaking news. Thank you. James Garoppolo will start for the 49ers this weekend.
Shocker. So I like to call him Jaimus.
Jaimus Garoppolo?
Yeah.
Jaime? Oh, look at you, Juggalo, yeah. Trey.
That's still not enough. We're going to need more. But
Trey, it was really nice of you to tweet support to Tom Savage last night.
Well, he needed it.
Yeah. Did you really feel bad for him?
Yeah.
Do you really think he'll get better?
No.
No, you were just saying that to be nice.
Yes.
Yeah. That's nice of you.
That's... We need you to find some more of these. This isn't enough.
Yeah, Fred spilled like a whole cup of coffee.
Yeah, I just got it.
Yeah.
It was the last bit of semi-fresh coffee in there. So I have a real problem with this. And I know you're not supposed to have food and drink in the studio. Well, I'm not doing a three-hour show without coffee or
right.
energy drink. It's not going to happen.
I usually try to chug mine before the show.
Yeah, well, I had one before I did the show with RJ. And, you know, just trying to sustain my caffeine high for
right
the rest of the show, right?
Yeah.
It's like it's kind of like when you start coming down from a weed high, you puff up again, right?
Yeah.
Same thing. It's like, okay, I'm not coming down yet, but yeah. 713-780-ESPN. You know what the one thing about an 18 playoff, that might be where you throw UCF in there. That'd be your wild card.
Oh, God. Okay, well, here's my question then.
I'd rather have that than some...
Is UCF more deserving than USC?
I don't know. They haven't lost.
They didn't play a Pac-12 schedule either.
Yeah, but I'm not so sure the Pac-12 was that great this year either.
The Pac-12, but you know how it is, Fred. It's and we talked about this when Houston ran the table in the AAC. Or almost
actually,
ran the
they
table.
Didn't run the table. They
almost ran the table in the AAC. Yeah. Not the year that they beat Oklahoma and Louisville, but the time before that, when it looked like maybe they were headed to the playoff. And we talked about, you know, winning week in and week out in the AAC is not the same as winning week in and week out in a Power 5 conference.
No, but the gap isn't that huge. I mean, it's there's a gap there, but it's not what it used to be. And I think that's, you know, I don't know how good they are. I'd like to find out. I'd like to see how they do against a real team. But part of it's their own fault. They didn't have any.
Well, yeah, I'd like to know, too. So maybe they should have scheduled a real team.
Well, and, you know, they tried to. I guess Maryland. Ooh.
Yeah, Maryland and Georgia Tech. Okay.
Well, Georgia Tech never happened. If they'd won that game, I think.
Well, I'm just saying that's what they scheduled.
Yeah. I mean, Georgia Tech would have been a decent win for them. Depends on how you do it, too. If you go out there and hang 60 on them.
I always said, and that's why the year that Houston beat Oklahoma and Louisville.
That would have been their year to
beat. That would have been the year for them to do it. But if you're a Group of Five school and you don't go out of your way to schedule serious competition out of conference, to me, you don't deserve to play for the big boy title.
No, but I'll say this. I think the AAC is a step ahead of a lot of these other Group of Five conferences. It's just, and most of them do schedule teams like that. Just so happens that UCF didn't have it this year.
That's why I can't feel bad for them. Yeah.
I mean, I don't feel bad for them, but if you're having eight teams, I'd probably stick them in there.
Yeah.
I'll give them the eighth spot. And because you could still have, you'd still have USC in there if they win.
Memphis.
You take all your Power Five winners, you throw Alabama in there. I think then you throw UCF and one other team in there, throw another Big Ten, you're good.
Memphis scheduled out of conference, UL Monroe, UCLA, and Southern Illinois.
UCLA's was a good schedule for them.
Yeah, but is that enough?
You want to get two.
That's
one thing Houston does. Like this year they had Arizona and Texas Tech. Tech didn't turn out to be that great. They beat them. But
that way you show that it's not a fluke.
Yeah.
You know,
you win two.
Yeah.
But a lot of times these schools don't schedule you either. It's kind of hard to get them to play you. But, by the way, I like Memphis this week, getting seven.
Yeah.
And,
you know, Memphis is pretty good. They've only lost once.
And
but they lost to UCF.
Yeah, well, they lost once in conference.
Memphis is 10-1 total. Memphis has only
lost
to UCF.
That's right. Their only loss was UCF.
But UCF blew the doors off those dudes.
Yeah, I think they're better now, though.
I tend to think so, too. So, or they just hit that point in their schedule where they're playing the Tulsas and ECUs of the world, and it makes them look a little bit better.
Well, they...
Three of their four last games, Tulane, Tulsa, and ECU. The only tough one thrown in there was SMU, and SMU's, you know...
SMU faded a little bit there at the end. But, you know, East Carolina, of course, you hang 70 on them. That's not a big deal. But they hung 66 on SMU. You know... Tulane was actually playing decent football at the end of the season. They were no match for him. Houston choked that game to him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's right. They only had the one loss.
The good teams, the Houston, the Navy, those were close games. That's why I'm not too – even UCLA was a close game. That's why I'm not thrilled about their chances against UCF.
Yeah, but I also think if Scott Frost has taken that other job, we've all seen what that does to teams that are losing their coach and all the rumors and they're not focused. And,
that's true.
And, you know, they're all, both playing. I mean, basically, whoever wins this is getting the New Year's Six Bowl.
Yep.
And, man, I like that quarterback at Memphis, too. That dude can play.
Yeah.
Squeeze a call in. Well, we're over for break. We need to go to break here. First, I have to tell you about, you know, the best thing to do when you're watching football is go grill up some steaks. And better than that, how about get a gift for somebody who likes to grill? How about Omaha Steaks? Because they have you covered, man. And you know what? You don't want to mess around with going shopping and dealing with all these crowds and malls and crap like that. No, you want it delivered right there to your door. So let me tell you about Omaha Steaks and for only $49.99, you can get my family gift pack when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter my code FRED in the search bar. That's 75% off. Right now, Omaha Steaks is giving exclusive savings just to the Blitzers. Listen to everything that you will get for less than $50. All right. Get a pen. Here we go. Two filet mignons, two top sirloins, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 kielbasa sausages. I'm not done yet. 4 burgers, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha steak seasoning packet, plus 4 more kielbasa sausages for free. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter my code Fred in the search bar, and get a 75% savings. It's the gift that's guaranteed to be a hit. omahasteaks.com.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
ESPN 97.5's Market Scoreboard Report, presented by Texas Citizens Bank.
Wall Street certainly in a holiday mood as we see some progress in Washington on tax reform. The Senate Budget Committee passing a piece of legislation out of committee and sending it now to the Senate floor for debate and vote. The prospects for tax reform boosting stocks to record levels. The Dow surging 256 points to 23,836. New high for the S&P up 25 to 2627. NASDAQ following suit up 33 to 69.12. Bitcoin hit $10,000 today. Another milestone in the cryptocurrency market. Oil was down 18 cents to $57.93 a barrel today. Gold down $2 to $12.96 the ounce. 10-year note yields dipped a little bit to just below 2.33%. On the deal-making front, Arby's adding a little spice to its menu, buying Buffalo Wild Wings for about $2.9 billion. Now, the market shrugged off concerns North Korea firing an intercontinental ballistic missile that landed in the Sea of Japan. The president says he will deal with it. For the year, the Dow's up 20%, the NASDAQ up 28%, and the S&P up 17.
ESPN 97.5's Market Scoreboard Report was presented by Texas Citizens Bank, the official bank of ESPN 97.5.
Hi, I'm David Gao, founder of Gao Media. Do you know that our company has worked with just one bank, Texas Citizens Bank? The team at Texas Citizens Bank understands our business, and they've been our trusted partners for almost 10 years. We deeply value our relationship with Texas Citizens Bank, and you will as well. Texas Citizens Bank, it's the official bank of Gao Media.
Texas Citizens Bank specializes in providing owner-managed businesses a full array of customized banking services. TexasCitizensBank.com.
Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Have you heard about the new special at Sawgrass Steakhouse? Surf and Turf with a New York strip and grill shrimp. This is my favorite. Sawgrass Steakhouse is the place to be with top shelf margaritas, a fireplace, and TVs to watch your favorite game. It's my new home away from home. Sawgrass Steakhouse, the best steaks in town. Sawgrass Steakhouse is all over Houston, College Station, Beaumont, Port Arthur, and more. Find the location nearest you and enjoy Surf and Turf. Sawgrass.com. I'll see you there.
Glenn Davis here, host of Soccer Matters, reminding you that nothing goes better together than great friends and Bud Light. Bud Light knows that moments spent with friends are the ones that really matter, and that late-night stories are best served cold. So as you swing by your friend's apartment or head to the bar for happy hour, make sure you grab some ice-cold Bud Lights. Make tonight tomorrow's story. Because with Bud Light, you're not just drinking beers, you're building friendships. Bud Light, proud sponsor and official beer of Soccer Matters.
From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, this report is sponsored by Account Tim's. There's major accidents on I-10 at North Post Oak and I-10 at Houston Avenue. Because holiday vacations happen even when payroll is due, call Account Tim's. They provide accounting and finance professionals on a temporary basis and fast. Visit AccountTim's.com, Account Tim's, or Robert Half Company. The ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center is brought to you by Uberito, home of the $5 Chicken Burrito Monday. Uberito above and beyond your basic burrito.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
It's time to get on the map. SportsMap.com is your one-stop shop for all things Houston sports on the internet. The site covers all your favorite teams, trends, and events. Check out content from some of your favorite radio hosts, John Granato, Lance Zierlein, Charlie Pulillo, Barry Warner, A.J. Hoffman, me, and more. If you aren't on SportsMap every day, you're missing out. Check it out right now, sportsmap.com. Ray says, the big boys don't want to schedule a lot of AAC teams. Look at USC, UCF's wins. They're better than Wisconsin's. I respectfully disagree with that. UCF's best win is South Florida, which, okay, and then beating Memphis. Those are good wins. After that, crickets. I mean,
yeah, and again, like,
because they didn't play Houston. They beat Navy by 10. They beat SMU by 7.
Wisconsin had, the west of the Big Ten is definitely weaker than the East.
No, but they beat an Iowa team that clocked Ohio State.
Yep, they beat Northwestern, who almost won 10 games.
Beat Michigan, and even in non-conference, they beat Florida Atlantic, who won 9 games.
Yep.
So, I mean, I'm not saying they have a great schedule, but it's better than UCF's.
And again, when you get down to the bottom, the teams like the Maryland's and Minnesota's, those are much better than the bottom. They're so much better than the Tulane's and the, you know, those types of schools.
I don't know.
The Connecticut's.
They're not that much better, but you have to play more of them. And UCF beat Maryland. And so, you know,
I'm saying, yeah, UCF's better than Maryland. I'm talking about the bottom of the AAC. Is the talent level at Connecticut is nowhere near the talent level at Maryland or Minnesota or Nebraska. And those are the bottom. That's the bottom of the Big Ten.
Well, yeah. But I do think the middle of that is not as – there's not as big a gap as you're making it out to be in those conferences. I mean, the bad teams,
I disagree.
Yeah. And that's fine. You can disagree all you want.
Because at the top, there's a clear talent difference. UCF doesn't have as good of players as Ohio State. They just don't.
Well, I don't know because they don't get a chance to play them, AJ. If they did –
Fred, you have eyes.
I do have eyes. They also have a pretty damn good team.
Oh,
but I don't.
God,
do I think
they'd be serious?
No, do I think they'd win? No, but do I? Would I like to see it? Yeah, I'd like to see that a hell of a lot more than USC against whomever is an eighth team.
Yeah, I would have liked. Well, first of all, I don't want to see eight teams. I would have liked to see it in the regular season.
Well, I would like to see it too, but
that's why the year that Houston did it. That's why I liked what they did because they went out of their way to show, hey, we're serious.
But I mean, it's a two-way street. The other school has to let you play them. They have to agree to play you. Ohio State has to agree to play UCF.
So,
they didn't. Texas has played UCF in the past.
So UH can get Oklahoma and Louisville to play them, but Central Florida can't get anyone better than Maryland.
No, I mean, they've had – it just so happens that this year that they had Maryland and Georgia Tech. They tried to play two of them. They've played Texas in the past. They opened their new stadium with Texas.
And a lot of people can get these games.
But, I mean, I just
But they want it to be a home and away. And
right.
A lot of the big-time programs aren't interested in a home and away. So sometimes you just got to take your medicine and go on the road and prove yourself.
Yeah, some of them do. But, I mean, again, I think to just dismiss them and say that they're not any good is...
I'm not saying they're not any good. I'm just saying they're not championship level.
But do I think they could win a championship? No. In one game, do I think they could upset somebody like Ohio State who I'm not that... Let's be honest. None of these teams have really been all that impressive. That we're talking about. I mean, USC, we're talking about with their two losses.
Yeah. Nobody's great.
It's not like you're saying. So, I'd like to see it, but I don't. I mean, only if there were eight teams. I don't think they belong in the top four. And, you know, and they're kind of hurt because, like, if South Florida had actually played somebody really good and beaten them.
Yeah.
And then you beat South Florida, then you might say, oh, wow, South Florida went up and beat Louisville and fill in the blank. But they didn't either. I mean, that's the problem. Memphis, the only one that played anybody, and that was UCLA, who just fired its coach. So, and at home, by the way. So, I mean, even wins over the teams that you're looking at, like South Florida's best win. Well, San Jose State.
Maybe.
Stony Brook, would that count?
No.
Illinois? Illinois is awful.
Yeah.
Temple, no. East Carolina, no. Cincinnati, no. Tulane, maybe, no. Lost to Houston. Beat UConn, 7-point win over Tulsa. So, now they got a lot of talent on that team, especially at that quarterback.
Yeah.
But they weren't that be all into it. Hey, can we squeeze in Lamont real quick?
Sure. Let's
talk about college football. Sup?
Hey, man, I want to talk to AJ about, and I agree with AJ about the non-Power 5 schools. The non-Power 5 schools need to schedule people. I fully believe that, but I think what AJ is missing, those games are not scheduled like a year in advance. Those games are scheduled like 3, 4, sometimes 5 years out, man. And I just think the best way that you can probably go about that is probably scheduling the SEC or probably the Big Ten every year, but it's pretty much a crapshoot. So basically the non-power schools are dealt a bad hand. It's not like you can just say, this year, I want to play Alabama or Clemson next year. You scheduling that stuff like 4 or 5 years out. Well, that's how I thought it was.
Well, yeah, it, that is.
It's more than that sometimes. Yeah. It's 6, 7, 8 years out of time.
But the reality is, you know, you and that's why I give Memphis some credit for scheduling UCLA, because UCLA is traditionally pretty damn good. Maryland hasn't been good since Ralph Regan left. I mean, they.
But that's probably when they signed the game. But again, the guys who were there had nothing to do with it. Scott Frost had nothing to do with it. Those things were signed a long time ago. But the reality is, yeah, you don't really know.
But chances are good you know Maryland's not going to be good.
Well, I know Houston's playing Kansas in a couple years.
You pretty much know Kansas isn't going to be
good.
Now,
what if Kansas suddenly goes and gets Mangino back
right.
and is good? Then you've got, oh, boy, it's a surprise. The Texas Tech, you expected them to be better.
Texas Tech, I think maybe you expect they are about what you expected them to
well,
be.
Well, they are now, but that's not when you signed the deal 4 years ago.
What did you expect Texas Tech to be?
Expected to be 7-8 win team every year and seven, you know, always kind of on that second tier.
Yeah.
It's not like it takes that much to win 7 games in the Big 12, yeah. Iowa State. But
I kind of feel like that's like Texas Tech is what they usually are now. Texas Tech hasn't I think the last time they won 8 games was 2013.
So he says, compare undefeated UCF to undefeated Wisconsin schedule. Already did. And Wisconsin has a tougher schedule. Sorry.
Yeah.
And the reality is, look, I think the teams in the AAC are better than a lot of people, including you, give them credit for. Because if they weren't that good, why the hell is every major Power 5 conference stealing their coach?
Fred, the AAC is the 6th best conference in football. And it's the best of the group of 5 conferences. But it's still not the Big Ten.
No, it's not the Big Ten. But I'm not sure that, especially year to year, I'm not so sure the gap between the Big 12 or the Pac-12 year to year is that big. I mean, the Big 12, you trotted 2 teams out there this year that were instant wins. I mean, Baylor and Kansas were absolute crap. That's 2 free throws. That's FCS quality teams that you're playing. Not even that. Kansas would have a losing record in the FCS.
I agree.
So, I mean, everybody has their donkeys. And, you know, so, I mean, I think you have to have that signature win, which they didn't have. So I'm not making a case for them being in the 4, but if we're doing 8, yeah.
I don't ever want to do 8 for that reason.
Now, you don't ever want to do 8 because you just want 2 and you want to pick them.
I mean,
you don't even like
that.
The 4.
I'd be fine with that.
But you know,
I'm 4 is acceptable.
I'd be okay with 8, but only if you're not throwing in, like if you're going to do the Power 5 champions, absolutely. And then the 2 best teams that did not get in, which in this case would be Alabama, probably, I guess it depends.
Maybe Wisconsin?
Maybe Wisconsin with the 1 loss.
Maybe USC, maybe.
Well, USC's already in because they win the Pac-12.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Maybe whoever loses the ACC title game?
Maybe. And then you throw your best non-Power 5 in there. That'd be your 8. That way you get all 5 of your champions. You get 2, at least 1 deserving team. Now, I think most years you're not going to have a team like Alabama that's deserving.
Yeah.
That's getting it.
I mean, so far, this 4-team playoff hasn't left anybody out that didn't deserve to be left out.
But eventually it's going to get bigger because
they're going to make more money.
But I don't want it to get to 16. I think that now you're getting into
absurdity.
Yeah. I mean, there's just not 16 teams that are worth
there. Well, I don't think there's 8, but I don't think there's 4.
Well, but it's going to vary year to year. There's going to be years where there's 8 teams that are deserving.
I think this year, if it were still 2, it would be pretty difficult.
Yeah.
Because let's say Wisconsin won. You can't leave out an undefeated Big Ten champion.
We got to go to break here.
All right. Guys, shopping for electricity rates can be a painful experience. Try Eagle. They're trying to make it easier for you. Born and raised in Texas, it's a company that's providing you simple fixed rates, which means you're going to pay the same rate no matter how much or how little electricity you use. There's no hidden fees, an easy, fast sign-up process with no gimmicks and no surprises on your bill. Sign up for the basic Eagle 12. It'll lock you in for 12 months at 8.7 cents when you use the promo code ESPN. You're going to receive a weekly usage update, so you already have an estimate for your energy charges before your bill hits the mail. What are you waiting for, guys? It's an easy decision you can feel good about. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or visit them at TriEagleEnergy.com. That's TriEagleEnergy.com, PUCT number 10064.